Okay, so tonight I saw a film that I've been waiting for about a year since I heard that Chloe Grace Moretz had been cast in the role that Sissy Spacek made famous in the 70s. Carrie. Of course, everyone knows it because it's the pig's blood, it's the prom, it's, batshit crazy in parts. But I was disappointed, like really disappointed. When people make remakes, why do they insist on them being shot by shot, line by line, and even the exact same characters' names just transposed to present day? So you've still got Carrie, she's still a recluse, she still has the whole thing where she gets her period and everyone like goes crazy at her. Although this time you've got the added twist that the bitch of the group decides to record it on her video phone. Of course she does. And yeah, it's not shot great either. The special effects are half decent. Director Kimberly Pierce, I really had high hopes for. Chloe Grace Moretz is brilliant as Carrie, to be fair. That is the only thing that makes it worth a watch. And Julianne Moore as the mum, she's pretty damn nasty. And it's quite interesting actually because they originally wanted Jodie Foster for the role. And previously, if you're a film geek and nerds like me, Julianne Moore replaced Foster before in Hannibal in 2001. So yeah, a little bit of fact there. But yeah, no, it's all right. It's not the best horror remake of ever life ever existed. The telekinesis is still kind of cool. They play up the actual scene at prom is longer than the one in the original film. But even down to how they kill the pig, it's literally what it is in the original. And to be fair, the original was shot by a very, very talented guy. It was De Palma, and the way he used his angles, the shots, the bit in the prom scene when Carrie and Tommy are dancing and they spin for what seems like eternity. It's like an ever-going hamster wheel, and it doesn't have any of that. There's nothing particularly classy about it. It's just going through the motions. Some of the deaths are okay, although there's a few interesting changes from the original, which I won't entirely spoil. But yeah, it's not great. And honestly, I watched the original a few weeks back when we screened it at S22, and you could appreciate it. It looked good, even though it was 40 odd years old nearly. And this, it's just like, we copied it. And honestly, I'd like to know what Stephen King would think of this. I'm not going to call it a travesty. I'm going to call it a mistake. Not happy.